Well, anyway, first I want to thank all of you showing up here at this ungodly hour of the morning on Sunday. We're all here for interdisciplinarity, just as we're all for motherhood and the apple pie. But I just want to, basically elaborate on David's remarks about discipline with a tale about two programs. So once upon a time, at a certain leading university, a bunch of faculty from different departments, let's call them Department A, Department B, Department C, Department D, they all got together and they organized an interdisciplinary program, ABCD. Let's call it the alphabet program. And in their wisdom, they arranged it so that incoming students could come in through individual departments, A or B or C or D, and satisfy departmental requirements, etc., etc. Or they could come in directly into the alphabets program. And some students came, most of them came in through the departments, and some small number came directly to the alphabets. And they started taking courses, and in a couple of years it became very evident that the alphabet students were at the bottom of every class. So somewhere, somehow, there is the image out there, which the students did not fail to pick up, that the alphabets program is an easier way to proceed in life. On the other hand, so there, more or less at the same time, there was another program created in a certain foreign country, notorious for its elitist educational system. And that program was put together very easily. The students were required to take all the physics with physicists and all biology with biologists. And that was that. And I think now the first class is about to graduate, maybe half a dozen students, I know some, they're very, very good indeed. So why am I telling you all this? I guess the question is, as we're trying to organize, just as David was saying, so we're trying to organize this interdiscipline, how do we avoid diluting the subjects so that we'll lower the bar and lower the quality and lose the culture? And of course my own feeling is, well, let's just double the requirement. I don't know if it's very realistic. So it's really a tough problem, and I think these are tough questions, and I'm just hoping that today we can ask and hopefully answer some of these questions. And I think I stuck to my 5 minutes, so proceed with real stuff.